Proverbs 15:30, the light of the eyes rejoices the heart, and a good report maketh the bones fat. Let's focus on that first part of that verse. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart. Say, the light of the eyes rejoices the heart. Now, what is he talking about, the light of the eyes? He's talking about spiritual eyes, not natural eyes. In the Bible, whenever you see whenever the Bible talks about light so many times, which we'll see many times tonight as we go through this, but when the Bible talks about light, it's, unless it's obviously talking about physical light, you know, in the natural world from the context, but really it's talking about revelation or illumination. Amen. And he's talking about the eyes of the heart being illuminated with the light of God's word. You just write this verse down, Psalm 119, 130. Psalm 119, 130. The entrance of thy word giveth light. Light. And so it gives understanding unto the simple. You want to remember that. He called light and understanding the same thing. The entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding. Whenever light comes, that's understanding. When you understand it, you go, oh, I see. You ever done that? Oh, I see. Well, what do you see? Well, you didn't see anything in the natural. You saw something with the eyes of your understanding, the eyes of your heart. And that's called light. So when the Bible talks about light, it's talking about revelation or illumination of the heart through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, enlightening your or mind's eyes to the Word of God. And that's called revelation. It's given by the Holy Spirit. It's one of the main ministries of the Holy Spirit. And so he said, whenever we hear the word and it enters in, it enlightens the eyes of our heart. Amen. It enlightens the eyes of our heart. And so whenever he said the light of the eyes rejoices the heart, say it out loud, the light of the eyes, rejoices the heart. He's telling you the effect revelation has on you. The first thing that happens when light comes to me every single time is I go, oh, I see it, I see it, I see it. And a thrill goes through the inside of me. Do you know what happened whenever that light came? Faith came. That light is faith. Now, I'm going to get real quick into what we're sharing here tonight. That light is faith. Amen. We're going to get to Hebrews in a minute. Well, we might get to it right now. Hebrews 11:1. Go over to Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. You know it, but let's go and turn to it, because sometimes whenever we see it, it registers on us better. I want to encourage you. I'm going to start encouraging you as a congregation more and more to turn to scriptures in your Bible, because you want to mark them. You want to read them later. And there's something about seeing them in your Bible. Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance. What is the substance of faith? In other words, what substance does faith use to create physical substance? Huh? These verses are saying that there's some sort of faith substance. There's some sort of substance that faith has to really, to be real honest with you, it has some spiritual substance before it has the natural substance of a thing. And if you don't have that spiritual substance, you don't have faith, and you won't have any natural substance ever. Amen. Because faith creates the natural thing, the natural experience, the natural substance. It creates it out of spiritual substance. Well, if that's the case, then we need to know what that substance is. I'm going to say something. Listen very carefully. I'm going to make a statement. It's one of the most important things I'm going to say tonight. Light is spiritual substance. The light of God's Word, the revelation that comes into your heart from the light of God's Word, illuminating the eyes of your understanding, that light is the spiritual substance that faith has to have in order to change something and grab a hold of something or change the natural substance is what I'm trying to say. Are you listening to me? It has to have that, or it'll never have any natural substance. Amen. Now, light is spiritual substance. Light is the substance that faith has to have. If you don't have light on the inside, and that light doesn't make you rejoice, because that's the first thing that happens. The light of the eyes rejoices the heart. I know I'm going in real deep real quick, but I don't know how else to preach it tonight. I just got to share it like it's coming out. So when that light comes, that's faith. Now you have faith. Amen. And that's the substance that you'll use to have any other kind of substance in the natural realm. That's the substance that made everything in this natural realm. That's how God created. The Bible said in verse 3, Hebrews 11, 3, we read verse 1. Through faith we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God. By the Word of God. And so, if you read very carefully, let me go back and let me explain it this way. Go back to the book of Proverbs. Go to Proverbs chapter number 3. And Proverbs chapter number 3 tells us in verse number 19, talking about God. How many of you remember we've just quoted Hebrews 11:3? Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. But I think a lot of people read that and they hear the confession part, or they understand God speaking, but they don't understand what He was speaking out of. Proverbs 3, verse number 19, the Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath He established the heavens. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding He's established the heavens. Notice that, by understanding and wisdom, He did these things. Now, when you read that word understanding, whenever you when somebody's trying to explain something to you and you're not getting it, and finally you get it, you go, oh, I see. What did you see? What did you see? You didn't see anything in the natural. You saw inside. So what is he saying whenever he said God created these things by wisdom and understanding? He saw it inside. He had the inner image of everything he was saying. He wasn't just saying something that he didn't understand. He was saying something that he had an inner picture of. He was saying it out of faith. He was saying it out of an inner understanding. He was saying it out of revelation, however you want to say it. Amen. Well, can I do that? Sure you can. The entrance of His Word gives light. It gives understanding. And whenever that comes into your heart and your spirit, the same thing as the heart, whenever that comes in, now when you speak out of that light, that is the substance that will create it. Listen to me. Light is spiritual substance. When light comes, you now have creative ability.
Yes, amen.
I didn't say you're going to create a planet. But you're going to create different circumstances in your life.
Yes, that's good. That's
somebody said, I can't do that. I know you can't, but the Word can. And whenever it's illuminating your spirit, man, and you see it, you're not just parroting it like a parrot or like a tape player. You see on the inside that it is so. It is reality. How many of you know when light comes, it brings the reality of a thing? You know, the entrance of His Word gives light, but the Bible also says, thy Word is truth. The word truth means reality. So the Word not only brings light, it is reality. In other words, it brings reality. When the Word comes into your spirit, the reality of what you are meditating on in the Word is illuminated on the inside of you. On the inside of you, it's standing up. It became real. It is now not just words on a page or ink on a page. It is God speaking to me. It is present tense reality. It's alive. It's real. And whenever it gets real, you get thrilled. You get thrilled. I said, you get thrilled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So here's the process God used. Seeing an image inside and then speaking the image. Because light produces a change in the image on the inside. Somebody said, well, how do you know that? Well, we were just reading these verses. But let me give you an example. Whenever Jesus said to blind, because blind Bartimaeus is crying out to Jesus, you know, have mercy on me. He's calling out for healing. And Jesus stopped and said, tell him to come. The Bible said, he casting away his garment rose and came to Jesus. Something changed on the inside of that man. Something. He wasn't just saying, let me see, I heard a sermon and I'm supposed to throw away my garment. I'm supposed to get up and go. No, he wasn't acting out of just parroting what somebody else said. He's just acting out of something that happened on the inside of him. Because if you know that garment it represented blindness, it was like a blind man today using one of those white canes. In our society, that's how people identify themselves. But in that society, it was these garments that they wore. It was basically saying, I'm a blind beggar, you know, help me, put coins in my cup kind of thing. And so, but whenever he threw that away, he was basically saying, I'm not blind anymore. Before he saw something. Before he saw with his eyes, he saw with the eyes of his heart. He saw himself healed. The image changed on the inside. He said, just knock the word blind off of my name and call me Bartimaeus. I'm not blind anymore. On the inside, he's already changed. How did that come? Light came. Revelation came. This is it. This is it. I got it. Hallelujah. So what's the process? Seeing the image and speaking the image. Having the inner picture from God's word of who he said you are, and then speaking that image. Amen. And so when God spoke, that image was spiritual substance. And he made everything in this world, in these worlds, heaven and earth, he created them all by all with spiritual substance. He created all physical substance with spiritual substance. Remember God said to me, I'm going to have to preach on faith. I'm preaching on faith. Amen. So when the Bible says have faith in God, Mark 11:22, have the faith of God. What we're doing is the same thing God did. Now, like I said, we're not going to create planets. You and I know better than that. But we are created in God's image. We're created in God's class. When I say class, I'm not talking about being God. I'm talking about we are spirit beings. God is a spirit being. We are spirit beings. I heard somebody in the other day that ought to know better. People that went to Bible school ought to know better. They said, we're body, soul, and spirit. I thought, no, we're not. See, you already started letting the revelation slip. We are spirit beings. That's who we really are. We have a soul and we live in a body, but this is not the real us. Otherwise, why did Paul say, I die daily? Is he saying physically, does he die daily? No. He's talking about crucifying other things. So the thing that we're saying, where Jesus is saying when he says have faith in God, he's saying we are spirit beings. We can do just like God. We're created in his image and very capable of the God kind of faith. We're very capable of receiving the word of God into our heart, seeing what it says. The light of the eyes rejoices our heart, and we act on that, and it causes it to come to pass. Very capable of that. In fact, we're supposed to be doing this. This is the way we live. We walk by faith, not by sight. But that's not talking about sight on the inside. Because just the previous few verses, 2 Corinthians 4:18, that was 2 Corinthians 5:7, but just back up a few verses, it said, he said, we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. We look not at the things which are seen, but at the things. We do look at the things which are not seen. There are things that are not seen. There are realities that your physical eyes haven't seen yet. I said there are realities that you're, and listen, I'll be honest with you, the devil will use physical circumstances to try to tell you that what God said is not true. But it is more true than what you see with your eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so heart faith, which is what the Bible says we have, faith is of the heart, is revelation faith that is born of an inner revelation in the heart. Praise God. When this light comes, a paradigm shift happens in our believing and in our thinking. Then we no longer are trying to get something, we now are what we used to be trying to get. You understand what I'm talking about? People are believing they're going to be. The truth of the Bible, there's a lot of things in the New Testament that are past tense. We already are victorious. We already raised up and seated far above. We're already healed. We're already blessed with all spiritual blessings. Amen. I said we already are. So, but when this paradigm shift happens, the Word of God, or let's say the light from the Word of God, has grown in us to the point that it's prevailing over what we see with our eyes, natural eyes. You remember the Bible said in Isaiah 58, when your light breaks forth as the morning, your health will spring forth speedily. Notice how he said light comes sometimes. He said it comes like, when light breaks forth as the morning. You know how the sun comes up? It doesn't just boom, it's not completely dark and then completely light. It just gradually starts coming. And the more it comes, the more it comes, the more it comes, the more it comes, the more light there is. That's natural light. But spiritual lights, he's saying the same way. Whenever things start to hit you and start to dawn on you, and then you go back the next day and you look at it again, you're like, oh, yeah. And it keeps getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And like the morning sun rising, it's coming brighter and brighter and brighter. And the brighter it gets, the more that word is prevailing in your life. It's prevailing over your thinking. It's prevailing over what you used to say about yourself. It now is prevailing over what your mind tells you is true, what your body says is true, what your finances says is true, and you start saying, no, this is what's true. This is what's true. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. This is what's true. This is the very substance of faith. And so that's when the word starts prevailing, and the light that you are now basking in, as that grows brighter and brighter, is actually God's delivery system. Yeah. Amen. God transfers or transmits things into your and my life through light. Amen. I'm not talking about the light in a man's mind. I'm talking about the light that comes into his spirit that gives him the ability to change his world. You realize none of this can the mind grasp. You need to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Look at verse 14. I think it'll help us here. The revelation, I think if Christians understood revelation knowledge, faith would be something that wouldn't be a struggle as much for them. Revelation knowledge bypasses the intellect. Your heart can know things that your mind can't figure out. I'll be honest with you, whenever you lay hold of your healing, you know it. And when you're not grasping it, you know it.
Come on.
You know what I'm talking about? You know it on the inside. I could tell you testimony after testimony. I just wasn't laying hold of it, but I kept on meditating, kept on looking at the Word, kept on meditating, and the reality of the Word started dawning on me, and there came a point, every single time, there comes a point whenever my spirit goes, got it. Got it.
Amen.
I see it. Yep. Hallelujah. My spirit just laid hold of it.
Amen.
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 And when that happens, honey, it's over for the devil. 1 Corinthians 2:14. But see, that doesn't happen with the mind. Look at 1 Corinthians 2:14. It says, I'm in 2 Corinthians. That's why it doesn't look right. 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural man. Now, if you look up the word natural, it's the word psuche or the soul man. We would say the mind man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. For they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now, so the natural mind cannot grasp the realities of God's Word. Your mind can be renewed to it, but your mind still won't really tell you it's true. It's just like, it can't. The mind never was created to get a hold of the Word. The mind was never created to process faith. Amen. But he said the natural man, which is a man of the mind, the man dominated by his mind, he doesn't, King James here says, he receives not the things of the Spirit of God. One of the things of the Spirit of God is the revelation that he gives a man's spirit from the Word. That's one of the main ministries of the Holy Spirit, to reveal God to men, to reveal Jesus, to reveal their need of a Savior, to reveal all the in Christ realities, all that the Word says, all that the Bible says we are. That's one of the main ministries of the Holy Spirit. And so those things cannot be grasped with the mind. God is a spirit, and he communicates with man, with us, through our spirits. And whenever light and revelation comes into our spirits, that's God. He just spoke to us. He just spoke. You've heard that there's a difference between the Logos, which is the written word, and the Rhema, which is the Greek word for the spoken word. Amen. The God-breathed word. Yes. That word that's on your Bible or your computer needs to come off of that and land in become real in your spirit. You can't just look at that and parrot that and be in faith. People are quoting the Word, but they're not speaking their faith. Somebody said, what? Now, that's not possible. That's not possible, Pastor. Yeah, it is. Whenever they're quoting the Word, they're meditating. Joshua 1:8 said so. But when they're saying what they believe, they're using their faith.
That's right.
You can quote the Word and not believe it. Because you don't see it.
Come on.
But believe it, see it. Wait, I thought, I'm talking about seeing it on the inside. I'm telling you, this is where a lot of Christians miss it. It's where a lot of faith people miss it. They're going through the motions. They're saying it for the pastor. They're saying it to sound like they're in faith. But just a parrot parroting the Word doesn't make him a faith parrot. Tell your neighbor, he's preaching better than your amen and all right. Hallelujah. These realities that the Word create are formed within the heart of a man or the spirit of a man. Amen. You know, you can read the Word about divine prosperity and say, yeah, but you know, my parents and my grandparents, they were poor, so I guess that's just reality for our family. Let me tell you something about your parents and your grandparents. They weren't poor.
Come on.
They were in the dark.
Come on.
I said they weren't poor. He made a supply for them through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus just as much as he made a supply for anybody else. They were not poor. They were in the dark. Huh? Come on now. Amen. I'm going to say it again. They were not poor. They were in the dark. That's what the Holy Ghost said to me this afternoon. He said they weren't poor. They were in the dark. Amen. We got to properly diagnose things to start really getting somewhere in these areas of walking with God by faith. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, people can say things that reveals they have no revelation of what God's Word says, and it reveals that they're just in the dark. Doesn't mean we're mad at them. Doesn't mean we don't love them. Doesn't mean they won't go to heaven. Doesn't mean any of that. It just simply means they're in the dark about that area of the Word. Anybody know what I'm talking about? If any man will meditate on the Word of God, whether it be in the areas of, you know, freedom in their mind, you know, healing, prosperity, or anything, any redemptive thing, until that Word dawns on their spirits, till the reality of it. You know, there's pictures in the Word. There's images in the Word. You can see them if you keep meditating on them. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night and observe to do according to all. Meditate therein, observing to do. Meditate therein, observing. Meditate. See, as you meditate on it, you observe it. In other words, you're going to see something if you keep meditating on it. Somebody said, do I see it yet? Well, are you thrilled with what you're reading? Then you don't see it yet. If you're not thrilled with what you're reading, you don't see it yet. I'm just quoting the Bible. You know, people are sad and quoting the word and they're sad. Well, they don't see it yet. They don't see it yet because the light of the eyes does what? Okay, let's back up. The light of the eyes does what? Rejoices the heart. Is the Bible true? Then if that doesn't bubble up, that joy doesn't bubble up on the inside, then we don't see it yet. We might be mentally assenting to what we heard preached, but we don't have a real revelation of it ourselves. Listen, somebody around you could have a revelation of it, but they can't give you a revelation. Only you can get that from the Holy Spirit yourself. Amen. And you can't operate on someone else's revelation. Amen. So any man can meditate on the word until it becomes more real and more of a reality than anything else he sees. Any darkness, any false reality, any lie of the devil. And he can speak that word until the reality that comes through that word and be free from anything. That's where freedom is. I said that's where freedom is. Amen. You want to know where it starts? Right there is where it starts. When the word becomes more real to you than any of your circumstances, then your statements of faith will have substance to them. The devil doesn't run from statements that have no substance to them. Remember the seven sons of Sceva tried to cast out devils in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached? They didn't know Jesus. They didn't have the revelation Paul had of Jesus. They're just parroting Paul. And did the devil run from them, flee from them? No, he jumped on them, tore their clothes off, all seven of them, and they ran out naked. He doesn't respond to just words without substance in them. We got to know this. We got to understand it. Because people think, well, then faith just simply means I say what the word says. Sort of. Sort of, but that's a pretty shallow understanding of how it really works. Amen. Hallelujah. So that any man can meditate on the word till it becomes more real than his earthly circumstances. And then whenever the word of God becomes real inside, those statements of faith will have substance to them. Amen. And that reality that you carry within you through the word is a spiritual substance called light. Light is the substance of faith. Faith creates physical substance, such as healing or financial provision, out of spiritual substance. So don't try to really get free from poverty or free from sickness or disease. Jesus already freed you from that. You just need to free yourself from the lie that you're not free yet. Amen. You're already free. We're already free. We're already healed. We're already blessed with all. We already have it. We're already seated with Jesus in heavenly places. A person that's trying to get it doesn't see that they already are. They don't see that they already are free. Amen? So you just got to free yourself from the lie you're not free yet. Well, how do I do that? Well, by meditating on the Word of God until you see the image of yourself in there, like God put in His Word. You rich right now. You're not waiting for your bank account to give you permission to say you're rich. You believe you got the light that you're redeemed from the curse of the law right now. You healed right now. That's called faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you be trying to get it. Make the devil the one trying. Keep the devil the one trying. You keep holding him in up to the light of the word. You ever read John 1:5, the Gospel of John, John 1:5? It says, the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. When the light shines in and illuminates the eyes of your understanding, it dispels darkness, and that's what the devil cannot overcome. That's what he runs from when you speak something. He runs from the light. It's like you took a laser beam. He's like, out of here. I'm going to get back to God's delivery system in a bit. Amen. So you keep the devil the one trying. Tell your neighbor, you keep the devil the one trying. You hold him up to the light of the word. You keep shining the light of the word on him. What you have in your heart, because it's been revealed to your spirit. You keep shining that on him. And to be honest with you, that's what the devil can't overcome. That's what the devil can't stand. Amen. It's a fight. It's not a fight between the devil and God. It's not a fight between sickness and healing. It's a fight between truth and lies. It's a fight between light and darkness. What are you gonna stand in? What are you gonna speak out of? Are you gonna speak out of the darkness of your mind? You're gonna speak out of the light that came into your spirit. Amen. Amen. You know, when you hold the light up to the devil, he'll take off from that light like darkness takes off from a lightning bolt. You ever seen a lightning bolt in the nighttime? Boom! And darkness just goes pew. It just disappears for a while. Till it goes back. Amen. That's how quick the devil will take off. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. But don't just you know, shine it and then stop shining it. You just keep shining it. You keep shining that word on him. Amen. That's how you fight the good fight of faith. What you know in here, you laugh. You got it. You got it. You laugh and you say, Mr. Devil, I got it. You're done. I don't believe your lies anymore. Amen. And then whenever that word dawns on you and you're speaking out of that, it joy floods your whole being from within and you just laugh. I said you just laugh. Hallelujah. I'll be honest, when that light comes, like I said, that's God's delivery system. You want to get back to that? You want to understand that a little better? The Bible says that... whenever the Holy Spirit comes, Jesus said this in John's Gospel, the 14th chapter. I'll turn back there and quote it. You'll remember it. It says, let's see here. Is it the 16th chapter? John's Gospel, the 16th chapter. The Holy Spirit, when he comes, he'll glorify me, for he'll receive of mine and show it unto you. All things that the Father hath of mine, therefore he said out, said I that he will take of mine and show it unto you. The Amplified says, rather than show it unto you, declare, disclose, transmit. Declare, disclose, transmit. The Holy Spirit's ministry is to declare things to you, disclose it to you. What does that mean? Disclose means to reveal it. To reveal it. When he speaks, when God speaks, and that what he's saying dawns on you, you see it. Amen. Amen. You see it. You the eyes of your heart sees it. Notice again, declare. The Holy Spirit's ministry is to declare. Say declare. Disclose. That means reveal it. So whenever it's declared, you see it. It's revealed. If you look up the word reveal, it means to uncover and to reveal or disclose. You know, like somebody, like, you know, the military's got a new plane they're coming out with. They pull the cover off of it or open the hangar door and there it is. Everybody sees it for the first time. That's disclosing. That you see it. The veil is taken off and everybody sees it. So the ministry of the Holy Spirit is not only to speak to you, his ministry is to reveal what he's saying to you. And a phenomenon, the revealing phenomenon happens in the spirit of a man. And when it happens, it thrills you. It thrills you. It thrills you. It goes all over. You're just like, I see it. I see it. This declare, disclose, and notice what the third one is. I'm talking about the Amplified of here in John chapter 16. Declare, disclose, and transmit. So that light that you're now basking in is God's delivery system. Amen. God transfers things and transmits things into you and my lives through light. But I'm not talking about the light in the mind of a man. I'm talking about the light comes into the spirit of man and reveals the truth of God's word. Amen. Man has really begun to learn to do this. And they are on, they're using, which natural light is used in the Bible to illustrate spiritual light. Something can be standing only feet from you, but if you're in the dark, you can't see it. Isn't that right? As soon as a light is shined or the sun comes up or something, you can see it. It's obvious. I like to deer hunt. And the thing about deer hunting is in the morning you go out and you go out real early before the sun comes up. Because you want to get still, get all set up and get still, set up an ambush. I know, but it's good eating, so don't bother me about it. And you gotta be there before they come through. Okay, so you're there before the sun comes up, and you're all set up usually a half hour before the sun really starts illuminating the earth. I'm not talking about it even it rises off the horizon. I'm talking about before it starts brightening. And so you're there, and it gets a little bit light, and you're looking, and you're like, there's one. There's one. And you stare at it for 15 minutes, and it's nothing. It's a stump. You know what I'm talking about? Why couldn't I see that was just a stump? Or it's a stump with a branch off the side, looks like a head, you know, or something like that. Yeah. You'd be surprised what things come out of nowhere when it's dark. You're like, what's that? What's that? As soon as the sun's up, you're like, oh my goodness, that's just a bent over tree over there, you know. But see, when it's dark, you can't see. Things aren't clear. But whenever it's light, you see. That makes sense? So, but when it comes to natural light, that's an illustration of spiritual light. When you see light, when the eyes of your heart get it. Somebody said, do I get it? If you're asking, you don't. You haven't got it. You haven't got it. You got to get it before you got it. You know what I'm talking about? You got to get it. You got to see it. When you see it, I got it. So spiritual light is illustrated in the Bible by natural light. And like I said, spiritual light is God's transmission. It's his delivery system. Now, man has begun to learn to do this. Man now is transferring data, messages, voices, pictures. All these things, they're transferring it over light. You know what I'm talking about? You know what? How many of you know what I'm talking about when it comes to fiber optics? That's actually light going through those optics, going through that, you know, whatever, those fibers. That's light. And they're transferring things on that light. Now, scientists tell us that light now, they know now that light is actually substance. It's not nothing, it's actually a substance. They said darkness is actually nothing. Darkness is only the lack of light. That's all darkness is. Well, that tells you something about the devil. He's a nothing. He's a zero. He's a big zero. I didn't say he doesn't exist. I'm saying he's nothing. But God is light. And he transfers things to you on spiritual light. Whenever the light of who he said he is, the light of who he said you are, the light of his word comes into your spirit and your eyes are illuminated to the realities of God's word, that's God's delivery system. Man has found out how they can deliver pictures, words, voices, all kinds of things over fiber optics. And they say now, we understand now that light is actually substance. That's how we can transfer stuff on it. And they say, we believe we should be able to transfer actual matter over it. They haven't figured out how to do that yet. I honestly hope Jesus comes before they do. You know what I'm talking about? Because I think that could be real dangerous. He might not allow that to be revealed. I hope not. Maybe, I don't know. But it seems like that wouldn't be very wise for man to be able to start understanding that. You know what I mean? I mean, beam me up, Scotty, kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about? Wait a minute. Hold on here. Jesus, we need you to come back. But my point is, they really believe, and I think they're probably right, that they should be able to transfer matter, substance, like that chair or something, across the light. They should be able to transfer that. And they're probably right. They probably don't. Well, I hope they never learn how to do it, but they're probably right. But here's the thing. God's been doing that for centuries. Amen. What did he do whenever he said to Abraham and Sarah, "You're the father of a multitude"? He revealed to them his plan, his will. Amen. And that light, did you get that? That was light. And that light created a different condition in their body. When he spoke to them, they received that and said it. It transferred something to their bodies that changed their bodies to enable them, even in their old age, to have children. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Come on now. I've been preaching all the service to get to this. Hallelujah. So, but you see, when the light of God's word comes into you and my heart, the reality of spiritual things, spiritual realities, in other words, come into our spirit. It dawns on us, and the Bible says God's word is truth, which means reality. Staying in that reality and confessing it and rejoicing in it is staying in the light, which is God's delivery system. If you step out of that light, you cut off the delivery. It might have started down. God started downloading it, but it cut it off. If you step out of that and start saying, "Well, I was believing God, I guess it's not going to work," you just stepped out of the light. It's like turning your fiber optics cable to your house off. You know what I'm talking about? No more deliveries. Or the delivery stop that got started. Amen? Hallelujah. This is good preaching tonight. Just stay in that reality and keep confessing it. Just keep holding the devil up to that light. Can you say amen? And keep rejoicing in it. Hallelujah. 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 Keep rejoicing in it. Keep looking at it. Keep being thrilled over it. I'll give you a couple more verses before we close tonight. Do you remember Jeremiah 15:16? You might not remember the reference, but I think you'll remember the scripture when I quote it. Jeremiah 15:16. "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were unto me the joy and rejoicing of my heart." Thy words were what? Found. Found. You ever lost something and found it? You get happy about it. And Jeremiah said, "Thy words were found." And I went, "Hoo-hoo-hoo! Yeah!
Amen.
Glory." Sad people are not faith people. I just have to tell them. They're not faith people. They don't see it. Their eyes have not been illuminated yet. Or maybe they were, but they shut their eyes again. Turned away from the light. Amen? So you got to hold on to that verse. Now get this verse also. Get John 8:56. I want you to turn to this one. John chapter 8. I don't know if you're in John 16 or where you're at, but just back up. John 8. Look at verse number 56. Jesus is speaking. Jesus is speaking. He's telling the Pharisees some things. Your father, John 8:56, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. He saw it. He saw it. He saw it. Abraham was not alive and on the earth when Jesus walked the earth. But he saw it by revelation. God revealed to him by revelation Jesus' day. He would be the Messiah. What he would do, that he'd come out of Abraham's lineage and so forth. He saw it and cried. No, he saw it and was glad. That's the effect revelation has on a man. Praise God. Can you see that? I mean, you can see these. All these verses are saying the same thing in different ways. But he saw it and was glad. So you can rejoice at just the seeing of it in your heart. You can rejoice at just the announcement of it, the declaration, the disclosing, and the transmitting of it. You can rejoice before you even see the manifestation. In fact, if you're not rejoicing, you're not in faith because you don't see it. Amen? So Abraham saw it and was glad. What's he glad over? Revelation. Revelation. Amen. Psalm 19:8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eyes. Notice the word of God is pure, enlightens the eyes, and it also rejoices the heart. A lot of times when I'm meditating on the word and it finally dawns on me, listen, it might have dawned on me the week before. But the reality of it had kind of slipped from me. You know, things can slip. But when I get back to it and it dawns on me again, I just chuckle. Every time it just comes up, I just, right out loud, right where I am. Yep. And I just get happy about it.
Yeah.
That needs to be the way you live.
Amen.
You're not looking to see anything outwardly to get happy. You're just rejoicing over what you see in the spirit realm. You see in the Word of God. Amen. Psalm 104:34. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Listen, as you meditate, the word of God will get sweet and you'll get glad. Hallelujah. You just meditate in it long enough, you'll finally see yourself in there. You'll see Jesus. You'll see what he did. You'll see the finished work of Christ. You'll see God. You'll see he's your father. You'll see that he cares for you. And you'll see that you're his child. And you'll see that you have been given all things richly to enjoy. You've already got it. You're already redeemed. You're already healed. You're already blessed.
Yes.
It changes everything. It changes your whole perspective. A paradigm shift happens. And now you're not trying to get it. Now you are.
Yes.
That's the light you walk in all day long. I got it. Regardless of what you see. Amen. Hallelujah. Now go to one more verse in Proverbs 15:15. And we're going to close with Proverbs 15:15. All the days of the afflicted are evil. All the days of the afflicted are evil. But he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. Now that's good, but listen to the Amplified. All the days of the desponding and afflicted are made evil by anxious thoughts and foreboding. But he who is of a glad heart has a continual feast, regardless of circumstances. Oh, Lord. What are you feasting on? You're feasting on the reality that your attention is on, the realities of God's Word. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, you can feast and feast and feast and just get fat and happy. Spiritually, I'm talking about your spirit. Just grow healthy and strong and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Notice those words there. All the days of the desponding and afflicted are made evil by anxious thoughts and foreboding. Do you know, you've met people, they're always negative on everything. They're always down on everything. You ever met those people? This is why, according to this verse, this is why some people's life is hard all the time and the way is always burdened and heavy. It's not that they have more tests and trials than other people. It's that they take them into their heart through their thought life. They think wrong thoughts and speak wrong words and it creates wrong things in their life. It really opens the door to the devil. Amen. This stuff can all be washed out of a person by meditating in God's word until the reality of it dawns on their spirits. And then it changes that foreboding, that you know, predicting it's going to be bad ahead of time. And it's always negative and always hard and always, it changes their foreboding into rejoicing. And he said, the person that is of a glad heart because of this, he has a continual feast regardless of circumstances. Ooh, man. Hallelujah. So rather than always expecting it to be bad, expecting it to get worse, expecting the worst, they are expecting the fulfillment of God's word. Isn't that good? Expectation of evil turns to expectation of the fulfillment of God's word. And heaviness turns to rejoicing. It's important that we realize that we can think ourselves and meditate ourselves happy. The reason most folks that aren't happy aren't happy is because of their thought life. Their meditation is in the problem, not in the Word of God. Their meditation has produced a foreboding. You see that word? All the days of the desponding and afflicted are made evil by anxious thoughts and foreboding. I looked up the word foreboding because I wasn't sure what that meant. It means a fearful apprehension, a feeling that something bad is about to happen. It means to have a strong inner feeling or notion of future misfortune, evil, or catastrophe. To foretell, predict, or prophesy. Some people are proud that they can prophesy. I told you it was going to go bad. I told you. Yeah, and you created it with your prophecy. You know what I'm talking about? I say something else because I got the light of God's word. And it comes to pass, and I was able to predict that because God's word is faithful. He's faithful to his word. It wasn't that God loved me and doesn't like you. It's that I simply took his word and meditated on it and cheered up. And acted like his word was true. And God comes on the scene of that. Am I making any sense? Hallelujah. So you can think yourself happy. Amen? Well, why are you saying that? Because Paul said that in Acts 26:2. I think myself happy. Acts 26:2. You can actually think yourself happy. Just like you can think yourself sad. I can take wrong thoughts and keep thinking them, and I become down. I become depressed. I become negative. I become heavy. Amen? I take on all that foreboding and all the, you know, negative outlook on life. I can do that. Anybody can do that. There are some things in the area of depression and heaviness that you'll never be free from until you learn to meditate in God's word long enough till your eyes see it. See what it says. See what God said. There's some things in the area of depression people will never get free from until that happens. And any man can do that. Yes, sir. And then hold themselves there. Because, you know, we have a mental rut sometimes we go back to. Anybody know what I do? If I'm not careful, I'll go back to a mental rut of thinking negative or something like that. Well, you know, I don't, it's always bad and everything, nothing turns. I can get into that rut. You can get into that rut. But we can get out of that and get it, and we can develop a new rut. And always say, well, God's word says, I remember what God's word says. And say, well, so it's going to turn out this way. Hallelujah. And that takes that foreboding and that despondency and that depression and that heaviness and that life is hard and life is always a struggle and all that, and turns it into a continual, turn your life into a continual feast. Regardless of what's happening, you're having a continual feast. You're feasting on the word. You're feasting on the light. You're feasting on the very substance that keeps things going the right way rather than the wrong way. Woo, I preach myself happy tonight. Hallelujah! See, what we're talking about is the very, very, very center of how faith works. This has to happen in all of our lives. And it has to continually increase. Tell your neighbor, continually increase.